Hey, everybody, and welcome to a vibrant Wild Ride with Steve-O. We've got Benny Blanco, man, and you're going to hear me say this very close to the top, my favorite guest in a long time. He's just got that vibe, man, that energy. He's laid back, and like the second we started, I was just loving him. He's insanely wealthy, unbelievably successful, and man, does he rub elbows with incredibly famous people all of the time. It was an honor to speak with Benny Blanco, and you're gonna love it. So let's get into it.
I like it. Oh, you got a shitter in here too?
Yeah, we don't shit in it though.
Like number one rule.
You know they've changed since you've been on tour bus. You know you can shit on tour buses now.
Yeah, that's what the last guy said.
Oh yeah,
but the last guy.
No. I was just shitting my brains out all across America like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Oh my God, it was incredible.
Because even the guy Bobby who had...
you know, sometimes we start off like earlier than the intro, and I think we're going to keep this. So.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we're on it. We're all recording.
Oh, we're rolling.
Hey guys, we're rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, Benny Blanco.
Hey guys.
Yeah.
So you're shitting all over America.
Yeah. You know, this is so crazy. I don't really... I don't fly, really. I don't fly.
Dude, we hate airplanes.
No. You don't understand. I take a boat when I go to Europe.
Really?
Like, I take an actual boat. And you don't start here. You have to drive to New York.
Yeah.
And then once you get to New York, then you get on a boat for 7.5 days. And then after the 7.5 days, you have to drive to London. You, like, land, like, somewhere you don't even know where the fuck you are. Oh, your coffee's done. You don't even know
yeah,
where.
Yeah, fuck. What's that like being on a boat for 7.5 days? What do you do the whole time?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I do. I don't like to be... You're really on the Titanic. You're on the actual Titanic. You're on a thing called the Queen Mary 2. So it's like the Titanic. You get on... For some reason, I'm not scared of those. So you get on, and I'm not scared of anything except flying. In my life, I'm not scared of heights either. I love roller coasters.
Snakes?
Don't care. Nothing. I'm not scared of any... Like, I don't care if a cockroach crawls in my mouth right now.
Did you just have a bad experience flying once?
I had, like, a bad experience. It was, like, right when I started, like, to make money. And then, like, I had a shitty experience. And then I flew a few more times after, and I, like, got spooked. And then I was like, maybe... I was on tour with friends, and I was like, oh, shit. Why don't I just take this thing across the country? And then I did, and then... You know, you're in your head, and ooh, that was a good burp. You're in your head.
When you say this thing, you mean a tour bus?
Yeah, a tour bus. Yeah. A tour bus. So then I just started doing it. At first, we actually weren't riding tour buses. We were riding like like RAV4s and stuff. No, not even like an ego. And then they like moved up, and then it was like a tour bus. I was on tour one time, and I was like, why am I not taking a tour bus? So I took a tour bus, and then like it just got in my own head about the. But boat is like, it's you and old people. It's just you and like thousands of old people. Like half the people will die by the time you get there.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy.
Sure.
See, you're talking, it's like a cruise ship.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate cruise ship. Like the rich people, like they wear suits to, I can't even go eat anywhere because you have to wear a suit to everything. And I refuse to wear a suit to a shitty
bingo.
Yeah. So I bring all my own food
on the boat.
Yeah, you know who got me hip to all the good stuff was Travis Barker.
He doesn't fly.
He flies now though. He flies. He started flying.
Since he got together with Courtney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said she made him. He told me all these like little tricks. I got a studio set up there. He used to do it all the time.
How do you take food with you? Do you like stop off somewhere before? Do you have like a meal prep?
I got all my shit ready. I like to cook. I got all my shit ready. They put it in the fridge for you. I bring weed. I like do my whole thing, and then I'm just out there. I'm like watching movies. I'm jerking off. I'm playing. Yeah, it's amazing. I never want to come back.
Dude, I used to work on cruise ships as a circus clown, and there
what
was
year
a,
is this?
It was 1999.
Okay.
And this whole like circus clown on cruise ships operation was to be implemented on the new world's largest cruise ship. It was like so we trained for like, you know, months beforehand. Then we went out to Finland where they built the world's largest cruise ship and it had a fire on it and shit. And so they were all behind schedule and everything. But we're out there in Finland on like this construction site of a cruise ship. And then it crossed the Atlantic for its maiden voyage out of Miami.
You did that.
Yeah. So I was on the crossing of the Atlantic of the world's largest cruise ship, which was like precisely what the Titanic was, I think.
You don't even know about this guy. How long have you known him?
Yeah, I've never heard about the Finland, how long have you known Miami, 10 years.
10 years? You don't even know?
This is the first time you've ever said it on the podcast. I knew he was a clown.
So you're going to get a lot of that. I pull out of people.
That's good.
Did you know that about him?
I knew a little bit about that.
Well, I thought you just went around the Caribbean.
Yeah. No, the ship was built in Turku, Finland, and we crossed the Atlantic. And I was able to get a bunch of hashish to keep myself roasting.
Where'd you pick up the hashish? In Finland?
Somewhere in Finland, yeah.
You can. It's very easy. If you want to kill anyone, you could do anything on one of these. They're really not looking. They're like, oh yeah, you're good. Like you could bring anything on these. But I mean, what are you gonna do? Kill a bunch of like 90-year-old people?
Cruise ships are gnarly. Yeah,
they're so big too, huh?
Yeah, they're huge.
And isn't it like international law? Like, is the law?
No, there is no law. In international waters, they have no laws really.
Hmm. Yeah, because there's like no jurisdiction. Yeah.
Pirate shit.
And there's no tax, like sales tax on the cruises, right?
Oh, really?
I think so.
And if you if you go off the boat, like, I mean, dude, you're fucked. I remember
recently,
like,
that just happened recently, a couple days ago.
Some like YouTube kid, yeah, right?
I don't even know if he's a YouTube kid.
I think it was just some regular kid that did it for a dare.
And it was just so gnarly. I saw that video on TMZ. Yeah. Like they threw him the life preserver, the little round lifesaver, and like they're like, grab the lifesaver, and it's just floating that way, and the kid's swimming the opposite way, and you just know, dude.
Did you see that
so
kid?
How did he die, though?
I mean, dude, you drown.
You just drown like in seconds?
No, I probably mean, like
you try, that's it's
you're probably treading water for a little
treading
bit.
Treading water, you're trying until you can't anymore, and said, God, that would be just terrifying.
It was probably cold ass water, so it's like, how long can you stay in an ice bath for before you die?
I think they were in some pretty tropical location, though. Oh.
Hey, did you see that video of that kid?
You're just laughing about it. That's crazy.
Did you see that video of that kid that was like at the high school graduation and he jumped in the water in the Bahamas? And then they were like trying to like get him in a life preserver and a shark just takes him under and he dies.
What? No.
He just disappears underwater.
I've seen a shark. You ever seen a shark?
I've seen many sharks.
It was like right where you guys were for Shark Week.
Okay.
And the kid just went under and he died at his high school graduation.
Wow.
You didn't see that?
No.
No, I didn't see that either.
I'm oblivious to anything that's going on. I did see that thing about the kid, though, because I saw it and I was like, well, how did he drown? And there was all this stuff. It's like, did he get sucked under? Did he, No, I'm oblivious to everything. But I saw a shark. A shark ran into me one time, but didn't bite me.
Bite a beer?
They're not. No, and I have a place in Malibu, and there's all the sharks that aren't scary. What are those called?
Like sand sharks?
There's a bunch. There's nurse sharks that are not very scary.
I don't know.
How big was it?
Whale sharks are really not scary.
Yeah, but those things are huge, though.
It's a leopard shark.
Maybe this big. And then, I saw a big-ass one in the fucking, like, Caribbean or something. I was with my mom, and they were like, shark. And then, like, I saw it, and I ran back, and then I saw my mom's not there, so I'm like, fuck. So I got to, like, swim back, grab my mom, and take her out. And luckily, the shit didn't get it. I'm not scared of sharks, though. Are you scared of sharks? I mean, I wouldn't, like, love to be bit by one.
I'm scared of the unknown because you can't see underneath.
Oh, you're scared
you.
Of dark water?
Yeah, I mean, I'm scared of, like, it's in your head where all of a sudden you're just going to just disappear.
Dude, I just want to say, out of the gate, Benny Blanco, favorite guest on the podcast in ages.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, dude.
Who do you guys have on?
You got good energy,
Mike Tyson.
Man.
Yeah, what do you mean? Mike Tyson's the best.
Yeah. I said an ages.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now, you know, me and my friends always talk about this. Do you think, okay, so they give you $100 million right now, okay, right now, and you got to get in the ring with Tyson right now, okay? A, are you doing it? And then B, does he kill you if he hit, like, if he hits you like a few times, are you dead?
I think if you let him uppercut you, you're dead.
Like, are you dead? If he just like get, like, does your head just like fly off your body? Dude,
yeah, I think so.
Here's something that I haven't talked about on the podcast yet. A couple weeks ago, I was at the UFC, the, you know, the octagon, the fights, you know, mm-hmm. I'm talking to Steve Will Do It, the Nelk Boys guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm like, yo, dude, like, when we get together, we make hits. Let's, what are we going to do? And it's got to be here because I'm getting on the road to go home. And we're thinking about it. And I go, dude, why don't we get choked unconscious in the middle of the octagon? And Steve Will Do It's like kind of not into it. He's like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, dude, it's nothing. It's whatever. You know, like, it's kind of creepy. You know, it's kind of creepy because you can't breathe and you're being strangled, you know, and like, but then you just wake up and you're like, whoa, that was awesome. And I really, really put pressure on him to do it. You know, like, first we went over to the number three middleweight contender in the UFC, Marvin Vittori. Uh-huh. Great guy. And I'm like, hey, Marvin, dude, like, you want to choke us out? And he's like, totally, dude, let's do it. And then I went over, like, to you know, clear it with the powers that be. And they were like, yeah, go for it. Then I got Michael Bisping, former world champion, UFC Hall of Famer. And he's like, dude, totally down. And I was nervous before doing it because I have a condition with my neck called degenerative disc disease, like where like the space in between my vertebrae is like decreasing and decreasing. Like, it's, you know, my neck's just kind of messed up. And I'm thinking, man, this is probably isn't that great for my neck. And you know, before we do it, Marvin's going to choke out Steve Will Do It. Bisping's going to choke me out. We're in the middle of the octagon after the fight. And I'm like, yeah, you know, maybe be easy on my neck because it's kind of messed up. And my, Bisping says to Steve Will Do It, how old are you? He says, 24. He goes, how old am I? I go, 48. Right in that moment when I said I'm 48, it struck me like I'm probably too old to be doing this, you know. Yeah. And when they do it, I wake up, I don't know where I am, and I'm like, whoa. But before I even figured out where I was, I'm like, my neck is not okay. Really? I thought, I swear, dude, I was so freaked out. I honestly thought that I had just done like the worst damage by doing that. Like my and for a while after, I'm like, dude, I'm not okay. I just got my neck wrecked.
You were freaked out. I'm sitting there filming you, and like while you're out, your mouth's twitching and you're drooling, and I'm just like, Jesus.
Twitching and drooling is par for the course. That's mellow.
Is getting choked out like similar to whippets?
When you wake up, it's very similar to being doing a whippet. Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna love to talk to Eric next about this. This man can do 3,000 whippets in one sitting. It's insane. It's insane. It's truly insane. His mouth turns like. You should make the color purple in the background. Crazy.
We should have him do whippets on the podcast.
Oh my God, he'll do it, dude. We went to a fancy dinner. We literally go to like this fancy dinner in New York. It's like thousands of dollars, like this meal. And he comes in and I'm like, because we're going to a party after, and he comes in with a huge canister under his thing. And he's like, all right, I'm good.
When you say canister, do you mean tank?
No, he didn't have a tank. But I do have a video.
Like the restaurant, Starbucks.
Yeah.
Because that's all you can buy, like the crackers and stuff. In New York. And then, no, when we went to Vegas, he had a man literally brought a briefcase up, and we were like, what is this? And he just opened it up, and it was just a full nitrous tank. Like and we took it to the restaurant.
So
you like whippets?
Honestly, I don't do whippets. I when I was like a young kid, like I grew up in the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing to do. So like we all did them when we were kids, but I really don't do. I don't really fuck with drugs as an adult. Like I do like mushrooms and weed, but like. I don't know. I don't love the way it feels as an adult. Like when you're a kid, it's cool. Like we did that, and we used to do the thing where you pass your friend out.
Yeah, when you're
a kid, you like to, like, dude, there's nothing. I grew up in the middle of fucking nowhere. You're like, oh, you're like, all right, we used to do whippets and then pass the person out when we were like in like seventh grade.
That's like where you hyperventilate, and you're crouching down, and you get up and do it. Yeah. Like, that's kind of like being choked out.
Oh, is that what it feels like? I don't
well,
do
it's
any
It's exactly the same thing, except take away the hyperventilating.
Yeah. and instead of your friend who's 120 pounds, you have like some guy who's like 300 pounds doing it. That's crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't.
Dude, no. I thought my vertebrae were going to be fused together. I thought I was just done. And then like, this was for a couple days. Then a couple days later, I was like, man. Dude, I feel better than ever. Like, I think that Michael Bisping's like a magic chiropractor.
We should send him some flowers or something.
Yeah.
Was that the scariest thing you ever did?
I mean, in recent times, that's like I was super bummed.
What's scariest thing you ever did?
I mean, I don't know. It's all pretty subjective.
Mafia toss.
Nah. I knew that would be fine. I just I don't I'm afraid of heights and stuff.
Roller coasters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like them, but that's not like, oh, I'm screwed forever.
I love a roller coaster.
I hate roller coasters. I don't like it.
I get nauseous. See.
You get nauseous? Whenever you just close your eyes if you start to get nauseous.
I'm like such a pussy when it comes to, I get car sick easily.
Oh, man. I love being tossed around. Like, that's my favorite feeling. Like, I sleep for like 50 hours straight if I'm on a tour, but like I can just sleep the whole time.
Wow.
I love being tossed around.
Do you ever worry when you see Eric with the whippets, do you ever worry like, man, this is maybe getting a little...
No.
Does he pass out and like...
No, he's fine. He'll tell you right on the thing. No, he's smart. Eric's like really smart. He's like shamans that bring like the perfect amount of like drugs and like administer it correctly. Like he's not going crazy. Oh, and he like reads all that. Like if you're like, oh man, like you're doing too many whippets. He's like, well, actually in 1987, and he has like every statistic. So you're like, it sounds right.
I used to do too much. Like when I was doing whippets, and I famously did a lot of whippets. Yeah. Like my entire purpose every time would be to hold my breath and pass out, you know, like just huff and huff and huff. I would not even breathe in air. I would be like, and while I'd inhale the nitrous, hold it, and while I'm holding it in, I'm cracking the next thing, so I blow out the nitrous and I just inhale in more nitrous, you know, like just no air.
How many times a day were you passing out, you think?
I mean,
100?
Not 100, but on a good day, like...
Everything you say is the craziest thing. Every single thing is insane. You know, no wonder you guys haven't heard any of these stories. Like, it's like, it's insane. You just
I pass out
a 100 times. I've never passed out one time in my whole life. Once.
Oh, yeah.
I was like a kid and I had like an anxiety. I don't know. I was having like anxiety when I was like 18 or 19 and I just like passed out. That's the only time I ever passed out in my life. Never passed out.
I used to hold my breath as a kid and pass out.
Really?
My mom would say that.
Wow. Fucking weirdo.
She's like, I get so mad. I'd be like, and just be out.
Are you
like
serious?
2 to 3 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, what, 2 to 3 years old?
Yeah.
You sleep a lot now?
No.
Not what? Enough.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep enough.
Freak out over sleep. Like,
I freak out over sleep.
What do you sleep? You're old. I'm old too. What do you sleep at night? What are we talking?
It depends. Like anywhere. I've been trying to do 6 to 8 hours.
Oh yeah, that's great.
But like on the road, it's like 4. But the problem with me is like I'm waking up. I'm probably waking up 20 times a night.
Oh, you wake up a lot?
Every 2 hours.
Why?
Every hour.
You got piss or something?
No.
I wake up to piss a lot.
You wake up to pee?
Yeah, I pee more than anybody in the world.
Really? Do you wake up a lot? No, you sleep like a baby. I can already tell. How many hours you sleep in? 8
like,
to 10?
Like 7 to 9.
Yeah. I wore one of those stupid things like while I was getting fit one time. Is that it?
Yeah, the
whoop
band?
That looks like a fucking, it looks like you're in jail, like house arrest. What is that?
That thing's fucking
what is that?
It's a whoop strap.
Band, a whoop band? What the fuck's a whoop
it's
band?
It's the most sophisticated fitness tracking device known.
It's better than all the other ones?
It's helping me sleep better.
You think it's better than the iWatch?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Shoots
oh my God,
into
better
your
than the Apple Watch?
Yeah.
Dude, a million times better.
Wait, it's
than
better?
Apple.
But, really? Dude, that thing literally looks like, it literally looks like you're in jail.
Yeah, it's you slide a charger right on, so you never have to take it off.
So what, okay.
So what is that thing doing?
It measures like your heart rate variability.
Oh, so it measures your, you guys your get paid skin to, temperature.
You guys, this guy, this sponsors your thing.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah. But I but I liked it so much, I bought a year subscription.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they didn't sponsor you it. Just to say
but
that
but what's
right
the difference
now?
Between yeah, the Apple Watch?
They refunded me.
This is not the part of the program that we actually get paid to talk about. We love it so much,
we don't even,
do we?
They're probably not even on this podcast.
Lo and behold, this episode is actually brought to you by Whoop. And I'm thrilled about that because I'm telling you, I'm doing a lot of things right lately. I think maybe because I'm sleeping with a CPAP machine due to my sleep apnea. My sleep is like really better. It's showing in my analytics on Whoop because my recovery is great. My heart rate variability is in triple digits every day for a long time. And my buddies will tell you that's amazing. Just this whole thing is awesome. And I think it's time for you to try it. Plus, if you want to try it, you're going to get 10% off. So you go to whoop.com. That's WHOOP.com. You use the promo code STEVO at checkout. And again, you get 10% off. It's such a great community to be in. And how many people have we talked to who just swear by this? Man, Steve Aoki's going to be jealous of how much my heart rate variability's gone up, I'm telling you. Give it a shot. Go to whoop.com and use the promo code STEVO. Yeah, dude. Let's get back to it.
Yo, but I wore one of those things for a full year, a whole year. And in the whole year, only once did I sleep more than 7 hours in the whole year. Is that normal?
Oh, well, are you touring?
No. I don't like... I sleep if I'm on like a bus. I'm always doing so much. I don't have a, and then like by the time I go to sleep, it's like late, and I wake up. I'm like one of those people who wakes up at the fucking crack of dawn every day.
Wow, that's him.
Do you?
I'm up all nights.
I woke up at 5 today.
Yeah, I just wake up and I like. I don't drink coffee. I don't do like. I'm just like ready to go. Like right away. I wake up and I do like a front flip out of bed and I'm like, what's up? Like I'm like ready to go just right away.
Yeah. Was it always like that?
Yeah. My whole family's like that. Mm. We're like just fucking juiced. I'm like very happy. Like I wake up every day. I'm happy. I don't wake up sad ever. Like I just wake up and I'm just ready.
That's epic, man. What do you do on tour?
I wasn't even on tour. Basically, I have to tour. I basically have to tour by going to like work. So basically, I was just going. I put all my work in a row because I take a tour bus. So I put all my work in a row that I have to do. So basically, I had to go to New York, and I was like, you know, I was working on my album. I have this song. Like, I had to finish with Ed Sheeran in New York. So I go to New York, and then I was with like just some friends out there. I took some time. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say I'm doing a book, but I have like a book, so I had to like go meet with like my book publishers and shit. Then I had to go to Atlanta to film, to like also work in the studio with a bunch of people, and then I was filming with, you know, that guy Kai Sennett. He's like the biggest streamer in the world.
Oh yeah,
he's like he's amazing. He's incredible. He's the funniest dude in the world. So I had to go film with him, and then I went to New Orleans to go do some work, and then my friend is this musician, Zach Bryan. He's like this country dude. He's it's crazy. This guy's like became the biggest country guy in the world, like overnight. Like, it's insane. He did, I used to see him when he was doing like 1,000 kids. Now he does like 50,000 people. It's insane. And he's this country, cool ass dude. And then I actually went on vacation for a few days. So I like went to, and my mom had never really been to Austin, so I like flew her out. She went to Austin, and then I took her to like Arizona, and then I had to go work in Vegas because my trip got cut short because I do this show with Lil Dicky called Dave, mm-hmm. and we had to finish. The season finale had Brad Pitt in it, so we had to. But Brad Pitt sings a song in the show, so I had to like get to a studio, and I was in the middle of nowhere in Arizona, so I had to like get to a studio and finish all the Brad Pitt vocals so it could be ready to air in like 3 days. So it was like, that was my trip, and that was a month,
because I'm driving everywhere.
You have a driver full time?
No, I just rent one when I do the trips, and then now I'm here fucking chilling and working and trying to stay still for a little while. I like staying still.
What's the deal with your garden? It's beautiful.
Oh yeah, I like garden.
You have corn?
Yeah.
You got a bunch of
Yeah. So. I do.
Wait, you just when you first begin here, you're like, I'm gonna garden over here.
Okay.
Lots of fucking corn.
I always loved garden. Like I always loved, like I'm like really into like cooking.
Yeah.
And you know I always want to go to like farmers markets and like see exactly where it's coming from. And I want to put like most of the time I like to eat really like healthy, and then like. Other than that, like I like burn a hole through my stomach. Like when I was traveling, all I did was just drink and eat like all day. And then when I come back, I'm like, okay, I gotta be healthy. And I was like very into knowing what's going into my body. And I started growing my own shit. And then I started growing weed. And like, honestly, we started with weed. And we were like, oh, we'll grow like one or two plants. But the first year we grew like 10 pounds. And I was like, what the fuck? And then last year we grew like 30 pounds of weed.
And you got it right? You did well.
I have my friend, Skelly owns this thing called 710 Labs. And it's like the best weed company. And he like helped me with the seeds. And I have like this guy named Scott who, he used to do all like the stuff for like French Laundry and like Per Se. Like he's like high level shit. He like helped me put it all together. And
he's a Michelin grower.
Yeah, it's crazy. He's incredible. And we started growing. And then I was like, wait, you know, I do a lot of charity shit. So I was like, I want to do something. So like people who, you know, because you go to these food deserts in like the middle of nowhere, in the middle of like East LA, and it's like really hard to get like high level fresh vegetables. So I was like, I want to team up. I teamed up with this this lady named Maggie with Support and Feed. It's Billie Eilish's mom, Phineas, and I'd done work with them before. So I started growing here. So every week they pick up boxes and bring it to people all over that can't have it. And I've, you know, my goal is to just get it bigger and bigger so it can just like feed.
That's cool.
Like,
really cool.
That's crazy. Like you think about how they've just basically engineered weed to be so unbelievably powerful. It would follow that you could engineer vegetables to be unbelievably nutritious.
Like no, and they're squash. So. You're not used to like. Do any of you guys cook at all or not?
Really? Yeah, I do.
No.
Okay, you cook. Okay. Do you ever go to a farmer's market?
Yeah.
Okay, so you ever taste the vegetables you get at fucking like a grocery store versus a farmer's market?
Yeah.
Okay, they taste so different. Mm-hmm. Now think about when you grow yourself. Like I'm watching this shit start from a seed, and then it grows into like a fucking corn husk, and then like you like take that corn husk, you like put it in a bag, put it in the microwave, and then it's like popcorn. Like you made your, and it also makes you not want to waste shit, because I'm like, I'm not wasting one fucking leaf of the shit. I saw this thing grow for 6 months. Like I'm not wasting one, like. And it's like cool.
So you got like hydroponic, dank ass corn.
No, it's really cool. Cause like, and then like everything, so all my waste becomes compost. And then it's all like a fucking circle of life.
Over right. Here, what about your shit? You save your shit too?
I just eat my own shit.
But you don't save it for fertilizer?
Nah, I don't save my own shit.
What was that toilet that we saw where you take a shit and then it incinerates the shit and you pour the ashes on your garden?
Yeah.
Dude, do you know what I was thinking about? I was in the bathroom with my friend. So me and Dave actually, he's like, actually like my best friend in real life too. So like we were in a party the other night. And like usually if one of us has to shit at the party, like we go in with each other and we just like talk bullshit, smoke weed like while we're taking a shit. So like so he's taking a shit.
Lines,
yeah, dude. So he's taking a shit and I'm sitting there. He's like where you're sitting, and he's taking a shit and I'm sitting on like the like a bathtub, and I was like, oh my god, you know it'd be so amazing if like there was like I'm gonna build us a toilet, like a bathroom where you could take a shit and I could take a shit and we can just be sitting right across across from each other while we're sitting. Like, it would be incredible. Just two toilets facing each other. Like, it would be...
Two dudes shitting, yeah, staring into each other's eyes.
Dude, one time we were shitting. We were at, like, the chain smoker's house or some shit. And we were, like, shitting. And we're sitting there and we're shitting. I was taking a shit, and then he was like, I got a shit too. So we took like the nastiest, it was like the power of dual shits. Like, we took the smelliest, like, yeah, dirty shit. And then, like, as we're walking out, I don't even want to say who, like, a huge, like, pop star happened to be like walking in with some guy she was gonna hook up with, and like we were just walking out, and then like and then as we walked out, like, I just heard them be like, they were like, oh, they were like this room, so I was like, fucking shit, and they were just about to fuck each other in the room, and we were just, we were the poopery that like gave them whatever. Yeah, it was
blowout.
Yeah, I cock blocked. I blocked them. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I shit a lot. You shit a lot?
I try to shit 3 times a day. Like, yeah. Animals.
Wow.
What are you? You're constipated. I already know. you shit like the little poops that are like bird seed, or like the ones that look like they have muscles that hurt when they come out.
It's a legitimate concern sometimes. Like, will that even flush?
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, so they're big ones, huh?
Like, yeah, like big old. Like,
every day?
Or? Not every day. Like every 2 or 3 days.
Wait, you don't shit for 2 or 3 days at a time?
Sometimes I will not poop for 2 or 3 days, and then the toilet will be just straight full, and I'm like, is that even going to flush?
Wow.
And sometimes
if I don't shit every day, like, I'm spiritually off.
Yeah, I'm depressed. Every morning, like if I don't shit, I feel like I'm just like, am I going to be
sluggish?
Okay?
Yeah. And like, depressed.
Sometimes I got like, it's not flushing, and I'm like, damn. And I got to, like, you know,
pull in again.
I got to give it a little separation.
Show me what these are talking. Are they like longer than this?
Well, like,
how wide's your asshole?
He's in training.
Like, do they look like this? No.
Well, it'll start out like a log.
It's like the microphone.
It'll start out like a log, and then after that, it's just straight,
it's
like that, not like that video, Two Girls, One Cup.
Oh, yeah.
So you get one log, and then the rest is just a big old milkshake.
Yeah. What do you eat? You eat bad?
You eat good, though.
I mean, I'm all over the place with
are
what
you
I
a
eat.
Healthy? Are you a healthy guy?
I'm a moving target. Sometimes I'm really healthy, sometimes I'm not, but I've just started a stretching regimen every morning. I won't let myself drink coffee until I've done my full stretch routine.
When you were like 18, were you like, man, when I'm 48, I'm gonna be having a stretching regimen every fucking day?
I never thought I would make it to 30. Crazy that not only did I make it to 30, now I'm pushing 50. And when you get up to these ages, man, it is super important to take care of yourself. And your diet is such a huge piece of that. That's why I swear by AG1. This is a nutritional supplement which fills in all the gaps in my diet, and it is a ritual that begins every day. I do my meditation, my stretching, and then I drink my AG1, and then I have my coffee. And this stuff really does it all, man. It helps with gut health, cognitive ability, filling in all the gaps in your diet. It's got 75 different vitamins and minerals and whole food sourced superfoods. And I mean, it's crazy. And you can have 5 convenient, comprehensive nutrition travel packs, plus an entire year's supply of immune-boosting vitamin D, if you go to drinkag1.com/Stevo. And this is a new landing page. So again, it's drinkag1.com/Stevo for 5 free travel packs and all that vitamin D with your first purchase. Hurry up and get on over there to jump on this deal, and let's get back to it.
Yeah.
Shocked.
How old
that
are
I
you?
Made it to 30.
I'm 35.
Same.
You know what's crazy? I was like on that thing with Kai the other day, and everyone was saying their ages, and they were like, man, you're old. They were talking to like their friend. They were like, man, you're 24. You're old as f-. And then I told them my age, and they didn't believe. They made me show my ID. They were like, now I know I'm like starting to get old. Yeah, they were like, what are you talking about? You're not 35. And I was like, yeah, I'm 35. Like, and they were like, clowning me. Like, they were like, I don't, they, one of them
Boomer.
Said, one of the dudes was like, I've never even met anyone that's not like a parent that's that old. And I was like, wait, I'm 30. I'm not even old. Like, I'm not.
Yeah. I mean, it's relative.
How old do you think I am?
You old?
I don't know.
You as old as him?
How old do I look?
Okay. You, I'm the worst with age. Everyone in here.
That's like walking up to someone and saying, hey, man, can I get you to kick me in the nuts?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you, everyone in my head, like, I'm also the shortest person in every room. So every person I'm like, oh, I don't know. They're like, I'm so off by height. Okay, so here's what I would get in my head. Like, I would just be like, oh, we're all the same age. Okay. But now that I'm like, I'm going to like try to guess perfectly. I think you're, how old you say you were?
I'm 48.
Okay, and you're what?
35.
Yeah, like we all look the same. Okay, I'm gonna guess you're 42.
40. That's good though.
I'm close. Yeah, my brother's like 40. You got, everyone looks the fucking same. Like once you're like a certain age, it's all the same until you're like 60. Like everything's the same.
Yeah, I think the gray hair throws people off for me.
You look hot. Thanks, you got a wife?
Nope.
You're single?
Yep. You have a friend?
You want to fuck me? you got kids?
Nope.
You ever kissed a girl?
Yeah.
Have you been married?
Never.
Oh, wow. Why? You're like...
I have no STDs or anything.
Dude, you're like so hot and like cool.
And
like,
yeah, dude. And he's a mile-high legend, dude.
A mile-high legend.
Really? He got on an airplane in L.A.
Yeah.
In LA. London,
yeah,
and like just happened to be sitting next to like the hottest chick that like you don't normally see chicks that hot on an airplane, and like she's sitting next to him in business class where you've got like the partitions kind of deal,
yeah,
and the lay down seats,
and then they go down and it's like a bed,
and like,
and I just happened to be next to the smoking hottest Venezuelan chick,
and you did it
of
and
all
they
time,
did it,
you did, how did, take me through how it happened. I'll be the Venezuelan.
No, so what happened?
And I want you to show me everything.
No, we just were like talking really well.
How long's the flight?
I mean, 12
hours.
LA to London.
Oh, 12 hours. 12 hours is
it? But
an eternity.
I boned her within like the first hour and a half, 2 hours.
You did?
Yeah.
Are you guys still friends?
I wish.
What, she was, you were terrible. She was like,
no. Then we met back up in.
That was the first time. I mean, we've been working together 10 years, and I've never seen this wiener.
Really?
But this Venezuelan chick on that airplane said it was huge.
Wait, you got a huge dick, too?
That's what, I mean, according to South Americans.
Wait, have you never seen, I've seen every one of my friend's dicks. Like, every single.
I know, same, you've never seen Scott's dick.
I've never seen his
dick. Do you know people,
have you seen my dick?
Do you know, like, my friend, some people are like, think it's crazy. Like, you've seen every one of your friend's dicks, right? Like, almost.
I've
like,
never seen Vinny's dick, I don't think.
Not even in a
I
picture.
I saw Vinny's dick.
Yeah. Probably.
I sucked most of my No, but I've seen oh my god, like when I was a kid, one of my friends pissed in my mouth like as a joke. Like,
dude,
we used to do like crazy shit, like just like for fun, like
what'd you say? You're like, dude, pissed in my mouth.
No, you know how my friend pissed in my mouth? Really, he like, we were in like a squirt gun fight, and he like, he went to the bathroom and he pissed in the thing, and he came back and he was like squirting us, and I was like, this one tastes weird. I was like, and like I opened it and I was like, keep spraying. I'm trying to figure out what. And I couldn't. And I was like, what taste? I was like, did you put like fish in it? Like, you tasted piss before?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like,
sure.
Like,
yeah.
it tastes kind of like, tastes kind of crazy.
I read a thing where piss was good for you, so like I went through a spurt where I drank my own piss.
That's crazy.
When I got
no
sick.
Wonder.
Really?
Yeah.
No yeah.
What
yeah.
You got sick? What type of sickness?
And just like the flu.
Wait. Okay. Wait. So I want to go back. I want to go back to okay.
On the airplane.
Yeah. So you're on the airplane. Mm-hmm. You had sex with this girl within like 1 hour and. Mile High Club. First of all, Mile High Club is so crazy. One of my friends, actually, this is a crazy story. Okay, so my friend is a friend of mine. He's a musician, and
is he famous?
And he's famous, and he's on. We're flying back. I actually flew. We're flying. I was like very scared, but it was a close flight. We were in Vegas and we're flying back. And he's like, whoa. He's like, okay. He's like, this girl really likes me. And he's like, I think I could have sex on an airplane. And he's like, but I'm so scared. Like, I'm so scared of this. Like, I'm scared of STD. Like, I don't want to do this. And he was like, ah, but maybe I do. It's such a cool thing. Like, it's so cool to be like in the Mile High Club. And he was like, okay, I'm going to try it. And so he like gets, and his friend's like, yeah, you got to do it. Everyone's like egging him on in the back. He's like, okay, so how am I going to do it? Like, what do I do? And he was like nervous. He was like, do I prepare an area like in the back? Like, what do I do? Like, we're on like a jet. He's like, do I like, and he's like, okay. So like, guys, I'm going to have like a signal. Like, I'm going to have like a whole thing. He's preparing this whole thing. He's like calling all his friends in the airport, like bathroom, like all his other friends who are like artists. And he's like, when you do the Mile High Club on a jet, like, what do you do? So like, finally we're on the jet. These girls are on the thing. And he's like, okay, I'm gonna have a signal. And he's like, he tells everyone, he's like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. And he had like made an area in the bathroom already with like cushions on the ground. He thought he was gonna do this whole thing. It's teeny. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna go to the back now. And he like sets it all up. And then he comes back. And then he's like talking to the girl. And the girl was so into him. And then he's like, you wanna like, should we like go to the back? And she's like, no. And he's like, wait. He's like, what do you mean? And she's like, I'm not going to the back with you. And she's like, I just met you. And he's like, what? He's like, you're on. You're like, you can't. You're so into it. And she's like, I'm not going to the back with you. I'm not like just like some like groupie that's gonna. And so then like it was that was at the very beginning of the flight. So then we're sitting there for an hour, and he's just like so mad. And he's just like, yeah, it was crazy. And it's like, first of all, it felt like they were like in love. It felt like they were in love at the beginning. Like, I thought, like, for sure this was going to happen. So he's, like, planning this whole thing out. There's just, like, cushion. Every time everyone went to the bathroom, they were like, why is there all these cushions in the back? And he just, like, didn't do it. And then, like, later that night, she tried to hang out with him again. And he was just, like, so confused and rattled and sad from it. Very different from your cushion experience, from your sex. And you had sex in
the seat.
Okay, tell us everything.
We ended up just shooting the shit and talking, and then like we kind of did this thing where it was we just started making out, you know. And then
what do you mean, did this thing where you just start making? Are you in a different seat? Did you get in
the same
seat?
No, we were in the same seat. So I talked about this on the last podcast. So like we took off in the air, and she was like, and I was like, oh, it's crazy. Like, I'm not even feeling this flight. Like, it's not that bumpy. And she's like, oh, we're not even in the air yet. And I said, yeah, we are. And he was like, bet. And I was like, all right, if I'm right, you give me a kiss. And so then we started making out. And then
you said, if I'm right,
if we're in the air, then you give me a kiss. And then
it's like
then
high school shit, like, you know,
look out the window.
That's cool.
In the
is
air.
That what you do with every date?
No,
you just like take a girl on a flight. No, and you're but like, it was like, hey, we're in the air, give me a kiss.
No. And then it was just kind of the vibe. And then we started making out. And then
that's so cool.
And then like we had the blanket, you know. And then she just went under and started sucking my dick. And I was like, oh shit, like it's on. And then I'm getting a blowjob, which was kind of like uncomfortable because I'm like looking up and the thing is kind of like there's people walking by and shit. And then as they turned the lights down after like the food service, like she just took her pants off and rolled over. And I
did you use a rubber?
Yeah, I rubbed her.
Do you use protection?
I mean, normally, but like I didn't have protection. I wasn't thinking I was going to fuck on a flight.
So you just,
yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, I'm not going to be the guy to turn down like the hottest chick in the world.
Was she the hottest chick in the world?
I mean, she was really
how do you attractive. Know?
Because I was in the seat next
to her. He was supposed to be in that seat.
you wait, it was supposed to be him?
And then he's like, yo, you're my seat. Get up. And we switched seats. And then all of a sudden this chick came sat down.
But you would have never had a chance. You're not good like that, right?
I'm guessing that I would not have.
Do you have like good game?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Were you with Lux back then?
No. This was like the end of November 2016.
Would you have been able to make it happen or no?
Now, here's the thing. I'm saying, even though it's cool that your buddy that you're talking about was that it was on a private jet, I'm claiming that doesn't count because he knew the person before.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Like for it to
he didn't even do it, so it's
like, miserably. For it to count, like, you got to meet the person on the plane.
I'm so scared of flying. This is never, like, any one of my girlfriends that, like, tries to get me to fly on a plane, they're like, oh, I'm like, that's my worst nightmare. Like, when I get on a plane, you see that thing there with the time on it? I don't miss 1 minute on the thing. I'm just, like, glued to the thing, staring at it.
Were you always like that?
No. I used to fly all the time. Dude, and I'm so anxious about flying. I can take Xanax and it does nothing on the flight. I can take like three of them and they do nothing. And then when I get off, I'm like unconscious because the adrenaline wears off.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Control, like a control issue.
Did it start happening when you started making money?
No, it started happening. I had like some bad flights and then I got in my fucking head. There's one guy got me on a plane. You guys know Cary Gaynor? Oh my God. If you ever want to quit anything, do any of you smoke cigarettes or anything?
I smoke a stupid vape.
He can get you to, he has 100% success rate and he gives you your money back if he doesn't, if he doesn't work. And he's never had anyone, but he meets you the first time and he'll be like, you can do it. Or he'll be like, nah, you're not ready yet.
Mm. So he got you to fly?
He's gotten me to fly three times. The only person since and then I've flown a few times like on my own, but he's like the only guy who's like really gotten me to do it and like not be scared.
And when he got you to fly three times, that he managed to get you on a private jet.
I flew both. I've flown on a private jet and a commercial with him. He's really good. He gets people to quit everything. He's crazy. He's amazing. So we're getting back to the, and then you had sex. So how are you not? Why don't you have a wife?
I don't know. I think now I'm ready.
You got commitment issues?
He gets claustrophobic.
I get claustrophobic, but I think for me now, like, I never wanted to be in a relationship with somebody until like I traveled and did everything.
Why?
Because I'd always like
he wanted to be set up too. He wanted like to have a house, like to be set up, so that he kind of has something to offer.
Yeah, are you
like,
set up now?
Yeah, I just bought a house, but like there would be like, you know, a level of shame around like bringing a girl back to a studio apartment where I'm like, I don't
really.
Yeah, I think just as my idea of like,
someone said that to me yesterday. I don't think there's any. Someone was we were talking about like how to take someone out on a date. And he was just like, oh, I can't. And I was like, oh, you got to cook. And he was like, I can't cook. I have a studio apartment. He said, I only have one pot. And I was like, what do you mean? That should be like your setup. Like you go to the girl, you're like, look, I got one pot. So what do you like to eat? Anything we could put in one pot, I'm good. Like you just like make it part of the thing.
Yeah. It wasn't even about that ashamed. Though. It was that I want to be in a place to where I can like be a provider.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're a provider.
Now I'm a provider.
Big dicks
big
provider.
Daddy. They call me daddy.
They call you daddy, yeah. daddy graybeard provider. I might have someone for you.
Okay. What's his name?
Me? What are you looking for? You don't know.
I think
he likes big boobs.
I like big boobs, but like I like funny girls.
Okay, so a funny girl with big boobs. Okay. Was the Venezuelan girl funny?
I didn't really talk to her. No, she's cool.
Have you ever been in touch with her in the last?
No, well, we met up when I were in London again, and then I reached out to her and she never responded.
Oh, perfect. Are you just like a playboy?
No.
You have girlfriends ever?
Sometimes.
Oh my God, it's been a nightmare.
Yeah, I like red flags. But like being in therapy, like I'm trying to like communicate more and like really work on that kind of stuff. So I'm not really trying to date red flags.
You sound communicative.
Yeah.
You sound good.
Yeah.
We should find him somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
He's like, yeah, for sure. Shut the fuck up. Has anyone talked about this on the podcast?
No. Oh, really? I mean, maybe. We talked about sex addiction and...
Yeah. You got sex addiction?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
I mean,
do you?
We started working together.
Because you both have sex addiction?
Yeah. Like, I went to sex addict rehab.
You're a sex addict?
In 2013, I went into... what was called an IOP, intensive outpatient treatment for sex addiction.
Really?
Yeah. And as soon as I got out of there, I had to go back on tour. I was touring comedy clubs, and every week I'd go out to some different city. And I'm like, dude, I'm a dead duck. Like, I need to bring, like, so I reached out to Scott.
Oh, because you were also in it?
Yeah, from like a cock blocker.
Yeah, January 2014, I was like, hey, I gotta go on this trip on tour, and like, it's so important to me that I not act out sexually. I gotta maintain my sexual sobriety. Can you come with me on tour and help support me? So he was a professional cock blocker.
So we like share a room, so it's like, you know, you're not gonna have a chick come back to the room if you're, it's like, I got this guy in there.
Wow.
So
wait, so what is it like? How often were you having sex?
I mean,
the definition of sex addiction is any sexual compulsive behavior that causes shame. So it's different for everybody.
Oh, so there could be a guy who never has sex, but he's a sex addict.
He's a sexual anorexic, and that's a problem too.
Or like, you know, pornography is super insidious. Mm-hmm. Like, people will just be sex addicts. There are people who will spend like 8 hours a day watching porn.
Mm-hmm. Were you one of those people?
Nah, like,
I've been
When I went to a therapist, like, he was like, you watch porn? And I said, yeah. And he goes, for how long? Like 8 hours a day, or like as quick as you can, and then you're done. And I was like, as quick as I can, then I'm done, back to work. He's like, I guess there's two types of people.
That's right. And let me tell you, there are two types of razors too. The kind that you pay way too much money for with dumb gimmicks you don't need. And then there's the razors from Harry's, which are as quality as razors can possibly come, classy, elegant, and totally affordable. Plus, with the new craft handle, it's never been more satisfying to hold a razor. And this craft handle comes with the craft starter kit, which is a $17 value, coming with the 5-blade razor, the travel cover for the razor, the weighted ergonomic craft handle, the foaming shave gel. $17 value, but you get it for just 10 bucks if you go to harrys.com/stevo. I swear by these products. I've used them for years now, and I never plan on using any other products to shave my face. So to jump on this deal, one more time, you go to harrys.com/stevo, and you're going to be glad you did. Now let's get back to it.
Oh, I like to stretch out my jerk off experience.
Yeah. That's called edging.
Yeah, oh, of course, edging. My shit is like fucking tight. Like, we're doing like, I got like 80 windows open at once. I'm going back and forth just trying to find the best thing. I'm teasing myself for hour.
Hour.
Yeah, hour
time.
Yeah, I at least 30 minutes minimum.
Are all these porn windows that are open the same type of porn, or is it all different?
Oh, it's all across the spectrum. I got 60 TVs going at once. No, no, I'm just kidding. I'm like a gambler.
Do you have the VR headsets?
I got one once. I'm not into it. Like, Dave used to be really into it. He loved it. He was like, he had like a thing, an auto blow, this thing that
I bought one because I saw it on the show.
Oh man, I got like 60 of them upstairs. Yeah. If you want, I actually don't like, you like it?
It's not bad.
So you're on the VR?
So I have the VR headset, so I'm like,
it's disgusting.
3D.
It's like a kitchen supplies. It's like you can't like jerk off it. Like, it's crazy. It's the worst jerk off.
Yeah, I saw it on Dave and I was like, I think I want one of those.
It's crazy. Yeah, the owner, right when we did it, the owner sent me like 200. He was like, I'd love you to have you. So anytime someone comes over to my house, I'm like, here, I'm like, have a water and an auto blow it, take it home. Like, it's great. Yeah, I like a long jerk. You like a long or short jerk?
Short jerk.
Like,
short.
What? Like how short?
As fast as I can, then I'm back to work.
How fast can you do it?
I mean, depends how long it's been, but like 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Well, you like a short one or a long one?
I have a strict no porno rule. Like, I can't mess with it. If I'm jerking off, it's straight spank bank, and it's, you know, it's a speed round.
Speed round. Okay, yeah. Okay, I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a sprinter.
Oh yeah. Okay. So you guys aren't. You're not allowed to look at porn.
I just don't do it. It's been years since.
Yeah, I got back off of it. So I started watching it again. Then I haven't. Yeah.
Now I had a little spell there, where I determined that TikTok is not porn.
Okay. TikTok accounts.
Right, and so that would take more time because I'd be like going through TikTok looking like cute chicks like acting cute, you know, and like
acting cute.
It's just not
there's
effective.
Some hot chicks on TikTok.
It's just not effective. So like what? Like that would like really be a time
yeah. The
suck.
Thing about like say if you watch porn, you deprive yourself of porn, and like you're like okay, I'm not gonna watch anymore. Then all of a sudden you're like. But then you notice yourself like on TikTok, like spending a lot of time on the hot. You're like, there's like a fine line, and it's like constant like moving goalposts.
What's the most you jerked off in a day?
Eight.
So
I think
many.
You said nine.
Maybe nine.
What about you?
Man, I remember when I was in like seventh grade, I would get in the shower, and there was like a special faucet just for your feet. It was a shower, and. But at the bottom, there was another faucet for washing off your feet. And I would crawl under that and put my wiener under the foot faucet. Yeah, and like, nice. And I would just, you know, I hadn't even figured out that you could do it with your hand. I didn't even know. I thought I was just onto something that nobody had ever discovered. And
you
I remember
just come?
Doing that. Yeah, but nothing would come out. Like,
yeah, it was the best. When you could come when nothing would come out. I wish I could go back to that. Well, you'd just be like, ugh. And like nothing. I remember calling my brother. I begged my brother. I was like, teach me how to come. Like, it's so crazy. I asked my brother. I was like, how do you come? I was like, I just want to come so bad because I wanted stuff to come out because I was jerking off before that could happen.
Right.
And then I remember I was at sleepaway camp and like I finally jerked off in one drop. Came out like one. It was like,
how old were you when that happened?
Like 12.
I was 13.
Yeah,
so I was in seventh grade,
dude. I'm 12,
and I was for sure 13.
Dude, I was 12, and I remember you got one call a month. Like you could do one call at camp and like to call your parents. Yeah, call your parents, or one call every 2 weeks. You could call your parents. I ran and I left a message on my brother's cell phone. He had like a, this was like when like cell, he like had a cell phone cause he was at college at the time. And like, he was like the only guy like with the, like no one had cell phones back then. And I remember I left a message to tell him that I came. And that was like, I was so happy. I actually cried when the one drop came out.
What's the most you've ever jerked off in one day?
I'm not like a huge, maybe twice, maybe two.
Oh, really?
Two or, yeah, maybe.
I came twice this morning.
Did you?
Dude, I haven't jerked off since we've been home from Australia.
How long's that?
Because you have a girl sucking your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still jerk off. I still jerk off when I'm in a relationship.
I'm pretty good lately about just saving it up for my lady.
Yeah, you know, we call it letting the cream brew. So sometimes you gotta, you're like, oh, am I gonna waste the jerk off? Like if like your girlfriend's out of town, you're like, am I gonna waste it or should I just let the cream brew? So it's like yeah. I like to shoot. You a shooter or are you a oozer?
Shooter.
You a shooter? Or
dude,
oozer?
Lately I've been oozing.
You've been oozing?
I used to be a shooter, yeah.
You did? What happened?
I don't know.
Getting lazy. What about you shooting or oozing?
I'm definitely a shooter.
Yeah, I could definitely hit you from here. like hit you right in the eye.
Wow, like, you could hit Vinny?
No, I don't think I could hit him. Okay. I could hit you. I think on like a real good day, I think I could hit that water bottle.
Wow.
It's got to be not debris could hit the water bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
shrapnel.
Yeah.
You find like for your like would you say saving the cream, brewing the cream?
Yeah, let the cream brew.
Let the cream brew. Like, do you find that, like, when you let the cream brew, you're more creative when you create music? Or does that...
I don't know. Yeah, they say, like, basketball players and stuff don't jerk off.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm fucking... I for me, I, like, if I'm anxious or anything, I jerk off and then I feel 100 times better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just interrupted and I try not to do that. I get better.
Yeah.
But that was bad. I was just struck by the thought. We've got like one of the most prolific music producers on earth.
We're talking about
we're like an hour in. And for the first time we've even mentioned music.
Yeah.
So what's your jerk off strategy towards making good music?
Yeah.
Now, jerking off and music, is it true that the first music you ever produced was for a porno?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. It was for Okay. It was so basically I'll tell you.
It would be.
This guy who I worked with, he started the Source magazine. It's like a huge rap magazine. And his name was Jonathan Schechter. He's still alive. And then he also had like a softcore porn series called Hip Hop Honeys. And I was like I was a kid, and I was a rapper at first, and like I started making my own beats, and I was like, oh my God, like I want to make beats for your series. And he was like, okay, I'll give you $200 if you like can make a beat. And I was like, $200? I was like so happy. I was like, oh my God, and I get the porn for free. So like I did it. And I remember it came, and I was like so excited, and I had like all my friends over every day, and we'd like watch it. And my mom found it, and she's like, I, "You can't have this thing. Like, I can't have all your friends coming over just like jerking off at the house. Like, we would all take turns. Like, I swear to God, I'd be like, okay, you can watch the scene first." And my mom like confiscated it from me, and I was like in all these porn.
It being what, a DVD or something?
Yeah, there were DVDs. And this was like right when DVDs were really getting big. Like this was, you know, I was probably 12, 13, and it was like 99. Like this was like,
oh, wow, okay.
Like this was like right when DVDs were like starting to become, like everyone had a DVD player.
So how old were you when you made the porno music?
Probably 12 or 13.
Like, wow.
Yeah. I started really young. Like I got discovered, like I got offered my first record deal when I was like 13.
But like, how'd you know what porn? Like,
how'd I know what porn was?
No, like porn music. Like,
you're no,
like,
it wasn't really porn music. It was like this
dude,
hip hop dog.
Yeah, this guy. It was actually a really smart idea. He took all like the video girls from all the famous music videos, and he was like, "Hey, if any one of you guys wanna, like." Get naked and dance to like muse. I don't know. He made like a softcore. It wasn't really porn. Like there was no dick. Like it was just girls dancing with like their tops off and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it was making like rap beats. Like I wasn't making like porn. It wasn't like boom, doo, choo, doo, boom,
yeah.
Like it was just like,
that'd be sick.
No, it's just like porn. It was just like rap music. So I was like doing that. And that's how it all started, baby.
Yeah, that'd be funny if like you were making porn, like they're like, dude, this porn is sick, and it's made by a 13-year-old.
I was just like making 13-year-old. They're like, we get all 13-year-olds to make all our porn music. Yeah, no, it was it was interesting. It was like I was technically the first person to ever buy one of my beats, so it was like porno.
Yeah,
that's how it all started for me.
Yeah, chucking beats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is crazy that we didn't even talk about any. But that usually happens. I'll talk about anything except music.
I mean, dude, it's epic, man. Yeah. And I will say it again. Like, you're right up there with my favorite guests of all time.
Oh, man.
Just a fun energy, just...
Your guests
good
must
time.
Suck. Your guests suck, huh?
They can.
Who's the worst? No, you can't say. I was about to say who's the worst.
Well, one guy that we had that we couldn't even air is, and he was just so goddamn drunk.
Yeah, he was something.
Yeah.
Oh, you had someone who was too drunk to air.
Yeah, it was upsetting. It was upsetting.
Oh. It was like, bro, we can't even play this. Like, you will not want us to play this tomorrow.
Oh
yeah,
my God.
It was an act of mercy to not put that one out.
Oh my God. What's the craziest thing to ever happen on this pod?
Dave England.
Dave England. But that wasn't in this van, it was on our tour bus.
He took a shit in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, maybe we have Eric Andre do whippets on the next one.
You ever eaten shit before?
Never.
Animal shit, sure.
Oh yeah. We when we were kids. We got one of our friends. No, we got one of our friends. Though. So we did this thing where, you remember like
it was either Domino's or Pizza Hut had those like buffalo kickers that were like, so we took a shit and then we cut them up and then we like put them in the thing and covered them in barbecue sauce or like hot sauce or something. God, and then my friend like went to grab it and then he like put it in his mouth and he like munched down on it before he like knew it was shit and then he instantly knew it was shit. Threw up everywhere and he was so mad at us.
Yeah, I bet.
It was insane. And then our other friend that same day, he hit our other friend with a potato launcher and like the guy like ruined his leg. Like ruined like if you get
shit?
No, dude, if you get hit with like a potato launcher, cannon. Like it's like no joke. Like he like couldn't walk for like a week. Yeah, like it's like getting blasted with like a bazooka.
Yeah. I had somebody introduce me to a potato launcher, and we did a test fire against this like kettle, and like the kettle was just, and I was like, wow, that's too gnarly. So to shoot me with it, we just made like a ball of duct tape, and we shot me with that, and just a ball of duct tape, and it was like duct tape wrapped around like tissue or something, and like it blasted, it broke the skin of my butt cheeks. It was like a whole circle.
Yeah, they were very far. Was yours close?
I mean, it was like from here to Vinny.
What was ours was way further.
What was the thing that shot you in the ear? What gun was that? With the
Oh, that was a t-shirt cannon.
And that was hard as
That was pretty gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, like it's...
I had to take a bunch of my dog's poo, put it in the blender, and made it into, like, milkshake, kind of, and then filled it up the t-shirt cannon with it.
And ruptured his eardrum.
And like, they shot me in the face with dog shit from, like, pretty point blank with the t-shirt cannon, boom, and blasted a hole in my eardrum with dog shit.
Did you have, like, a doctor on call? Like, no. when you were younger, like, do you have, like, one doctor you've dealt with forever?
No, but I always say if I went to the same hospital for all my things, I'd be on their Christmas card list.
Yeah, it's insane. How many times do you think you've been to the hospital?
Man.
For an injury?
I don't know, but like.
Well, the thing is,
30.
You won't. You only go to the hospital when it's like, fucking have to. Like he tries to not go to the hospital.
I've never asked for an X-ray that didn't reveal a break. You know, like a lot of people be like, "Oh, dude, I need to get an X-ray," and they're like, "Oh, you sprained your ankle." Like that's not me. Like if I say like if
How many
I say
bones have you broken?
A bunch. If you count teeth, it's like 20-something. If you don't count teeth, it's like a dozen.
How many teeth did you break?
Like 10 or so.
Damn.
Yeah.
You ever broken a bone?
Like 2 when I was a kid.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, no. He's, Vinny's pretty well insulated.
Yeah, that's true.
Damn,
that's...
Yeah, dude. So what's coming up next, man? Are we promoting your new album?
No, I haven't even... It's not even coming out yet. I'm never promoting anything.
What about you?
Dude, what a bro. What a bro. You're not even trying to promote You're just hang out.
I'm not even promoting.
Your cooking show.
Yeah, we got a cooking show. Yeah. I got all this the promoting shit, I never do that. It's so stupid. It's like, yeah, go check, like, go buy this thing. Like, it's like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you want to check something out, you can check it out. If not, no. It doesn't matter. How many people go, like, you're watching a thing, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm definitely going to switch apps and go check this out.
It depends, man.
Oh, I guess apparently a lot.
It depends. Like, sometimes we'll have something that we want to promote and sell, and we'll make a video specifically for that, and depending on whether that video gets people engaged in the story and it makes them, you know, like the most fucking popular thing we ever did, I got together with Tony Hawk, and we set up two ramps, one ramp for him, one ramp for me, and the ramps were pushed up against the wall, and so like we're doing big wall rides, and he's doing a huge wall ride over my wall ride. And there's this rad photo of us both, like, in the middle of riding the wall. And we printed out photos and signed them. Both of us signed them for charity.
Oh, that's cool.
And that video got people engaged in that. And, like, how much of a fucking effort it was, you know, to, like, get that to happen. By the time it happened, I'm like, here's the photo. And we're both signing them. And, like,
that's crazy.
We raised $500,000 for charity.
You good at skateboarding?
Eh.
You good at skateboarding?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No, yeah, you suck.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk's like a really good friend. Like, he's such a good guy. And he's like, anytime I've reached out to Tony Hawk, hey, you want to do this thing? He's always, and that goes for me, Jackass, like all the way back. Yeah. Like, he's just always been a bro, just down to do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yo, Tony, I built a ramp onto my Tesla. And I want to fucking have it drive towards me. I'm going to jump on and skate over the Tesla while it's moving.
Yeah.
And I want you to drive it. And he's like, yeah, sure. So we did it. It was like the most incredible fucking thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the car was going so slow because I suck at skateboarding.
Yeah, yeah.
That nobody cares. Got Tony Hawk driving it, skating over a moving car.
Nobody
for brand new Tesla. Nobody gave a fuck. So now I'm going to... put it all back together, the ramps on the car, and have professional skateboarders do it.
Yeah, yeah, and you drive it.
I don't know if I even want to drive, but yeah, I probably should.
You probably should.
I probably should.
Do you play any sports?
Yeah, I play sports.
What?
Basketball? Pickleball? I love pickleball.
Do you?
Yeah, I love it. That's cute. It's good. It's like a game where anyone can play. Like, you can just, like... You instantly, if you have any hand-eye coordination, you can play with like a professional athlete, and it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, we played pickleball a couple times.
Dude, I saw David Dobrik posted a video of him playing pickleball.
Yeah,
made this like crazy behind the back.
Yeah,
fucking shot.
Yeah, I was just playing with him a day ago.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. He's really good.
Where do you guys play? In L.A.? In your backyard?
Yeah. No, we play it. Like, one of our friends has like 3 pickleball courts, and we play. I started playing during COVID.
Yeah.
Everyone started doing shit during COVID.
You get sweaty playing pickleball? You count it as exercise?
Yeah, I get sweaty. You get sweaty playing pickleball? That's the craziest question. I think that might be the craziest question we had today. It's like, you get sweaty playing pickleball? Yeah, I do. I get sweaty. I'm not like a huge sweater, though. Are you? I feel like you sweat. You could sweat.
No. I mean, I sweat in the sauna.
Yeah, yeah. You sweat a lot?
Yeah, I sweat.
Yeah, you sweat.
You're a big boy. Right,
I got to really work out to sweat.
Yeah, I'm not a big sweater. You sweating now?
Yeah, I'm sweating now. It's a little hot. It's a little hot in here. Yeah.
Is it?
I got to fucking seriously work out to sweat. Yeah. I heard Warren Buffett say you should break a sweat every day. I'm like, man, it's a tall order.
Is Warren Buffett skinny or fat?
He's fat as fuck.
I don't know.
He's like
Buffett's
99.
Was he ever skinny?
Warren Buffett's a slob.
Isn't wait? Didn't Warren Buffett? Isn't he the guy who also has McDonald's every morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. He.
Oh wow.
And depending on whether
the stock market's like up or down, he gets like
it's like he'll spend $1.38 if it's down. He'll spend $2.38 if it's up on his breakfast.
And he drives like his same car, like he
in Nebraska. You saw that video on him?
Yeah.
On YouTube? Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah, there's like a bit, and he's like really talking about all the fucking shit. And he's like, isn't he like one of the richest dudes in the world?
Yeah, of all time. Berkshire Hathaway.
That's crazy. You know a lot about this stuff?
Kim.
You know a lot about that?
Bro, you're worth billions of dollars and you eat McDonald's? Like, we get it.
Do you eat McDonald's?
No.
I don't eat McDonald's.
I haven't eaten McDonald's since like 2004.
You eat McDonald's?
I love going to McDonald's just to take a shit.
Really?
They have the best shitters.
Like,
no,
I mean, they do, but I just think like, well, McDonald's cool. Like, I'll take a shit.
That's where you take a shit. You eat any fast food?
I'd get loaded on McDonald's bathroom.
I try not to.
What about Raising Cane's? You don't like that place?
Never seen it.
Oh, that's God, the best. Chicken.
Yeah, Raising Cane's.
You should check?
What? No, I'll get like Mexican food, fast food.
Oh, okay, like
we're like I don't know. I've been eating a lot of Air One lately.
Oh man, you're on that. You're really trying to get a wife now.
I'm trying to get like salmon, cauliflower.
You look good.
Well, thanks, dude. I think it's the jacket. I have body dysmorphia. It's sweating balls in here.
You have body dysmorphia?
Yeah, kind
of. Damn, what do you got? All sex addict body dysmorphia.
Yeah,
what
we got a lot of problems in this van.
Wait, you don't?
No,
you're just guilt free.
Yeah. I don't. What would I be? No.
I don't know. No, jerking off to 80 screens open a day and
nah, that
doesn't bother you?
No, it's just one screen.
Yeah, but with the okay, there's nothing in your life that like causes you shame.
I think Benny's pretty well adjusted, man. I think he's living right. Man, I think you should back off.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I think maybe the flying thing. I want to get over that. That's like my only thing.
Bro, who are you, dude? That's sick. You don't have anything you're like. Everybody's got something.
That's that. I think the flying thing.
That's great.
What else would it?
No, I don't know. Like any secrets that you're like whatever.
No, I don't really have like. I'm like a very open book. Like it's everyone who knows me. It's like I say like whatever's on my mind. Like I don't. I'm not like.
Yeah, that's probably the secret to it. You're just getting everything out.
I'm not hiding anything. Like I'm never hiding anything. Like I say how I feel. I like yeah.
Yeah, it's like if you came over, he's like, "What's up, dude? Just jerked off. What are you doing?"
Yeah. That's
probably the way to live.
I say whatever I feel. Like, also, if like I don't like if someone's like not cool, I'm like, oh, I'm like not gonna hang out with this person anymore. Like, I don't like do. I try to like keep like good people in my life and not do, you know, bullshit. Like, and like if I can definitely say no. Like, be like, oh, I don't want to do that. This doesn't feel good to me.
Like, if I went to the beach. And like I was with a couple chicks, and like I would take my shirt off. I'd be like, "Fuck, I'm fat," and like I would have that like in my head the whole time.
No, I would never think about that.
You don't even care.
No,
he's like, why would I want to be fat?
I don't care. No, I don't. Even when I was a lot heavier before.
And you're just down, take your shirt off. You don't even think anybody's judging you.
Well, I don't care. Like, if you really like, just are like. If you're just confident in yourself and you're always yourself, like you're going to be, it's like I always like that saying, it's like, be yourself because everyone else is taken. So it's like, I'm always going to just be me. And if you're always you, then people can't fuck with you on shit. And if you're you and like, I'm like a funny guy, so I'm like going to make fun of myself or something. Like I might say something like self-deprecating, like, I wouldn't worry about, no one gives a shit. You think?
No, I know nobody cares, but like I do.
They can see what you look like. You think they're like, oh right. My God, that guy probably has like an 8-pack underneath. No, they right. See, they're like, oh, they're like, he's a sweet guy. And a girl doesn't want you to have a better body than them.
I feel like girls like dad bods lately.
Yeah. What are you ashamed now?
Yeah, kind of.
Why? You look great.
Well, thank you. I think it's the jacket.
What, you think like, you think you're like a...
No, I'm just overweight. Like,
he's definitely like hot as fuck underneath that jacket. And like, he's wearing that jacket as a shield.
Oh, are you actually?
No. I don't know. I'm actually wearing this because we have two podcasts today. And so then I'm going to take this off and then I'll wear a t-shirt in the next one.
And what will you do? Wear the same thing?
I brought another t-shirt, dude. I'm going to wear my Beaver Liquors t-shirt.
Why did I get the Beaver Liquors t-shirt?
You got to go to Colorado.
I should have got that. No, he's like, why didn't I wear that? It's a good question.
You should have worn it from me. Wait, I don't know. Would you be scared to take your shirt off?
Yeah.
Really?
But you what do you mean it your whole
life?
Like,
your whole life is without your shirt on.
I know. Are you in your head about it when you see yourself in a movie?
Movies always make you look so good. You look so much better on camera.
Really?
Than you, oh my God. Because you got like makeup on. They do it like the right lighting.
Yeah. Oh, like Chris Pontius and I just recently made this video. 10 times that we actually could have died. You know, like the 10 times where like, you know, the closest we came to actually dying. And it's all with like crazy animals that can kill you.
Yeah.
And we designed this skateboard where we're like skipping along arm in arm, like wearing like G-string bikinis. Yeah. And there's a huge lion like pouncing behind us. And like in order to, you know, to promote that, we'll sign the skateboards and sell them.
Yeah.
And I want to make a video where we're actually wearing the G-strings and skating, you know, like make actual skate videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like pretty self-conscious about getting in a bikini right now.
Really?
With my body. Yeah, a little bit.
But, oh, so this is now, not when you were young.
Right. Not when I was younger.
You were fit as fuck when you were younger.
Yeah. And I could
eat
anything.
But you look the same. You literally look the same.
Yeah.
Dude, you look like you look sick. He looks sick, right? Like if that was you, right?
I'd be stoked.
So stoked if that was me.
And it's all relative.
You're
dude.
Like, you're uncomfortable about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's
like, so crazy that you would. That's like the thing. That's like the line. He's like, dude, you like you're butt naked all the time. Were you ever insecure about being naked when you were younger?
I was pretty easy with being naked.
Yeah.
And maybe now you guys are giving me confidence to go skateboarding a G-string.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I mean, dude, if I had your body, I'd fucking burn mine.
Dude, you
mine.
Look great.
You, oh, thanks, man.
You look great.
Yeah, like, I appreciate
like,
it.
It's, if I'm looking like you and I'm fucking, what are you, 48, 46? 48,
I'm 48.
Yeah, dude, you look like a fucking stud. So.
Well, thanks, dude.
That's crazy to, yeah. No, I don't think about that shit. Hmm. Are you thinking about, you're thinking about a lot of shit like that?
No, just probably that.
Yeah, yours. I can't believe you're of all that. Like, you're insecure about that. Were you ever insecure about shit when you were younger?
I mean, I think that what you're dealing with the three of us, like, we're all, like, heavily, like, messed up in the head, like, addicts. Vinny used to live in a fucking porta potty and shoot
for
heroin.
2 years.
He had to go to prison for 6 months, and he went into prison with just all kinds of fucking drugs and a hypodermic needle up his ass.
That's crazy. My family. It's really crazy. My family. There's a lot of addicts in my family.
Yeah, and we're all sober too. So like, we're all like in 12-step recovery.
How long have you guys been sober?
10 years.
5 years.
15 years.
Yeah, I think my brother's like 15 now. But it's crazy. There's a lot of addicts in my family, but it like missed me. I guess I'm addicted
Skipped
to
you,
work.
Huh?
I guess I'm addicted to work, and I get very like fixated on things, but like not. Yeah, there's a lot of like gambling addicts, drug addicts.
Gambling's the worst.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard. Yeah, my family like has a lot of that shit, and like, but everyone's cool now. Unfortunately, like. My cousin, we lost him to drug a long time ago.
Drug?
His was meth. Mm-hmm. But my brother did crack and heroin, but he's fucking chilling now. He's like successful, has just had a kid, like the best in the world. Like mm-hmm. so it's like most of the people in my family have had like real good turnaround stories. That's why I don't do drugs, because I know like if I did, I've never even had coke in my life. Mm-hmm. Never done like drugs like that. No, the only drugs I've ever done is weed, mushrooms, and then I tried Molly like a few times when I was a kid. That's yeah. it.
Yep, and that's the thing, is that, you know, an addict, an alcoholic can get sober.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make the disease go away.
Of course, you're all
so, like, so we're, like, anyway, we're all pretty good at being focused and do the right thing. And, like, we, you know, like, alcoholism, addiction, it's the only disease where when you treat it, you become a better version of yourself than you were before.
Of
you
course.
Know? But... it comes with a price, you know.
Yeah,
like we all have great lives, but it comes with a price, because your head is just this.
God, just doesn't stop.
Oh, dude,
it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop, and just your own mind just terrorizing you with.
Dude, my brother gained 100-something pounds when he got clean, mm-hmm.
and I did like, too. Yeah,
yeah, but yeah. Now my brother, he's like. Down like over 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Like he got addicted. Like it just takes that switch, and then he got addicted to like eating right and like working out. And like it took like 10 years, but then he like it just hit him, and he was like, "Let's fucking go."
Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Now you're. About.
I'm on day 5 of like no sugar now.
It's and
like,
now it's gonna be like a sick weird obsession.
Yeah, probably.
And you'll be like 30 pounds. Yeah. You're like your goal weight's like 30 pounds.
But I probably want to be down to 185, but I'm at like 215 right now.
Dude, you like look skinny. It's crazy. Like I don't see like you being like a.
It's weird, but you never know when you look at people.
Yeah. And you get in your head. Everyone gets in their head about stuff. Like we all get. I get in my head about certain things. Like,
do you ever get in your head about your music and it's like, oh, it's not good?
Oh my God. Anytime I have like a number one song, something huge, the second I find out it's number one, I'm like, fuck, I'm doomed. Like, this is my last one for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always, there's a lot of imposter syndrome, like in my creative process. Like, creatively, like, that's where my shit comes in. Cause it's like, in the same day, I can be like, I can think I'm the best in the world and also think like I'm the worst. Because in my business, so like, I'd say 95% of what I make in a year never sees the light of day.
Yeah.
So like most of the shit I'm doing is pointless. Like it's like completely pointless. I wish they were like March 23rd. And I was like, what? March 23rd? And God was like, yeah, that's the only day you're going to do anything that means anything this year. Mm-hmm. And to me, it's like,
you know, you're your own worst critic. So you're always putting down your music.
Yeah.
You're always like, oh, I'm not good at it. Like, I work with the biggest artists in the fucking world. And if you heard, like, the type of shit, like, some of these artists say, like, ones where you're like, oh, my God, their confidence must be through the roof. They're just like, oh, man, like, I don't think this is good enough. I'm not good enough. And these are the biggest people who fill stadiums. Wild. Stadiums.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's like, everybody has that. Like, everybody, there's some part of your life where, like, the confidence, and, like, a lot of times it's in, like, the work, and it's like, yeah, I'll be sitting on, like, something so good, and I'll be like, ah, it's not good enough. It's not, and I'll fight with myself over it for so long.
What number one hit did you have that you thought was complete dog shit? You're like, there's no way, and they're like, this is number one. You're like, really?
No, I'll tell you. Well, some of those I take my name off of, and like,
and
I'm not
still number one.
Yeah, I'm not gonna bash anyone, but I will tell you, I'll tell you a story. So, I was working with, you know who Sia is?
Fuck
okay,
yeah.
So I was working with Sia.
She's a dear friend.
Oh yeah, I actually saw you at her place one time from a distance. Yeah, she's the best. I've known her for fucking. Like, literally her first pop session was with me in, like, 2007 or 8.
07 or something?
Yeah, no, after, when she started to become a songwriter. And we became friends. And then we wound up, like, living at Jay-Z and Beyonce's house for months. It was crazy. So I'm working with her and these producers called Stargate, okay? And
the band Stargate?
Stargate, no, they're, like, they're music producers. They did, like, every hit in the fucking world.
There's a band.
He's fucking sweating back there.
Oh, no, I'm thinking Starcrawler.
Yeah, so this was before Uber, and everyone's sitting there, and it's time to go, and Sia calls a cab, and she's like, well, I have 14 minutes, so, like, should I just, like, do a little thing? And then we made a song. It's called Diamonds by Rihanna. It was like a huge number one hit. And so she does that whole thing, 14 minutes, under 14 minutes, records it, writes it, melodies, everything, done. And then Stargate was like, we want to send this to Rihanna. And I was like, I don't know, man. Is this really the song? And they were like, yeah. And I'm like, really? And then, like, they send it. And at the same time, we had already sent it to Eminem and Kanye at the time. So it was like, I was like, why don't one of them do it? And we're like going back and forth. And I'm like, I really don't know. And then this guy named Tata made like an adjustment to it that made it sound better. And they're like, Rihanna's cutting this. And I'm like, okay, I trust you. I completely trust you. She cuts it. She sends it back. It sounds like fucking amazing. And then it comes out and it's like, a huge fucking number one. And I had no idea at the moment, but then, like, sitting there, like, that's why you got to trust your collaborators, trust people around you. And then I'm like, holy fuck, this song, like, I'm wrong. And then sometimes you think you have the biggest fucking song in the world and nobody gives a shit. You know what I mean? But, like, once you have no control of anything. So it's like, once it's out, you're just like doing it.
My favorite Howard Stern music song is when Sia does Diamonds. her just a cappella.
Dude, she's fucking incredible. Like, it's very hard when you do, like, demos to have someone else sing her because it's so fucking good that it's, you're like, how are we ever gonna beat this demo? Because mm-hmm. she's so incredible, and it's so cool that she can, like, bounce back from, like, being an artist to not, you know, her first album that was, like, really huge as a solo artist was just songs that people rejected. That was all, and then they became huge number ones for her as an artist. She was like, I think all these songs are pretty good. So she put them out herself as an artist, and then they were all number ones. That's what, nobody knows shit. You don't know anything. It's like when you made that video, you were like, yo, I think this video is going to be the biggest thing in the world. And then it's not. But then, like, something you don't think is anything, it's just an afterthought, becomes some huge thing. And that's why you got to just, like, when you're creative, sometimes you got to just let go and put this shit out.
Yeah.
Is that a bathroom? I gotta piss so bad.
Yeah, let's wrap it up, dude. Dear Benny, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I have to pee so bad that, like, I really think, like,
you can't get up.
Yeah, it's like scary. You know when it's like in your back.
Yeah, dude. By the way, we never go this long, man. Like,
hour and a half.
I'm sorry.
I love it, man. It's been an honor.
Oh yeah, and then this is how we end. We're done. Is that that's just how it ends? There's just no ending.
This is like the most professional podcast I've ever been on. I feel like I'm pissing my pants.
Yeah. Are You With Me? Was he our favorite guest in a long, long time? Man, what a treat. Now, there was a lot of profanity in that episode. You might have noticed that we added some farting sounds. It's just because when there's super heavy swearing, we get dinged, man. Like, we get demonetized, age-restricted, and it kills the viewership. And we can't kill the viewership, man. We need this podcast to go up. So, as always, thank you for watching to the end. And let's give Benny some love. Let's do our thing, man. Let's make the Wild Ride podcast just triumphant and glorious. Yeah, dude. Thanks, guys. I love you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.